Hello, motherfucker. What does it look like I'm doing? I am your Uber. Yes, and I'm very cute. Come here. I have my ways. Well, you know how we only have like 5 friends between us, and they all talk to each other, and they said you were going out, and I was like, hey, I'm on shift. Wait, I want to finish my shift early. Hey, I know who goes home early. Et voila, I have arrived. Now get yourself in this car, now. I'm all part of the service. Come on. Who's a good boy? Come on. Not even 11 and already going home. That's my good boy. Oh, but you're so cute. I love that you're eager to get home. For roasty, toasty, hot chocolate and jammies, I hope. Good man. You have taste. Ready? Let's ride. Meh, you're so funny. I happen to be an excellent driver, thank you. Says Uber, they hired me. I forgot how to laugh. He's so funny when I'm taking him home for free and not even charging him. Think about that with your jokes. Suddenly he's silent. I love my little cheapskate. So, how was it? Did you dance all night? Did you boogie woogie woogie? Or did you stand awkwardly in the corner and think, God, why am I here? I speak from experience. You get FOMO and then you're like, come on, go outside. And then you're like, fuck, why did I go outside? Outside is awful because it's full of people, and not even my people. People I don't know, strangers. And as we know, they're a danger. Well, it looks like you avoided being spiked. Well done. I think being drugged to put a damper on your evening. I've never been drugged, but I can't imagine it's that fun. The nausea and the threat of sexual assault and the not knowing where you are. It's like, no. No, thank you. I would like to go home and stare silently into the abyss. Exactly, because we have taste. I've missed this. No. Me picking you up and just driving and going somewhere, not knowing where we're going, and just... feels cozy, no? No, I know I'm taking you home. I just meant, you know, just hanging out. Cruising for a bruising or something or nothing. You know what I mean. I've missed you. Yeah, you've been too busy for me lately. Going out, trying to get drunk, meet some people you don't even know, you sociopath. It's like you're trying to forge connections or something, and I find it appalling. You want to socialize with people we don't know? Make new connections? Broaden your friendship circle? You disgust me. Get out. But not now, because the car's moving, and also I need a 5-star rating. You will give me 5 stars. Because it's free! Stingy and mean, my God. What do I see in you? Apart from the cute face, of course. Aw, come on. Even you know you have a cute face. But it's so round and squishy, and I just want to pinch. Come here. Okay. Sorry, Miss Daisy. Both hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. God. Are you this bossy with all our drivers? Just me. Well, I'm flattered. So? Did you have fun? Okay, well, did you hate it? Hey, there's a win. We aim for ambivalence, no? Well, would you rather hate something or be neutral about it? Nah, you don't want hate. Hate's draining, takes energy. Neutrality's like, meh, I don't care. Aim for neutrality. It's what I do. Example, I could be furious, hateful that you went out and didn't invite me, but I choose to be neutral, supportive. His business, his stuff. I'm not his keeper. I didn't want to go out, but it would have been nice to be asked. It makes total sense. It's the gesture would have been nice. But I don't want to go out. I just want to spend time with you. Why is that so hard to understand? Because it's not about going out, getting drunk, and quote-unquote partying. It's about spending time with my friend. Oh, because he's so charming. And he's always in such a good mood. Okay, well, from now on I will say. I'll say, hey, you want to hang out? So? I'm literally saying it right now. Good. We'll hang out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have fun and drive and talk and reminisce and you're gonna have a good time. Guess you're with me. I see a smile. Why are you so resistant to have a good time, huh? Why? Why you want to be miserable? Are you still on that woe is me crap? You know, that whole, I'm so unlovable, no one will ever like me. Yeah, crap. Full of crap. And self-pity and self-doubt and I'm too scared to put myself out there. Because you are. I speak from experience. I'm full of crap too. Yeah, dating's scary. And terrifying and disappointing as hell. Do I look like a well-adjusted human being to you? No, I'm an honest one. And honestly, dating is like, what the heck? What am I supposed to do with this? What? Have you listened to any of my date stories? If it's not, fuck me right now. It's, how many bodies have you buried? Well, I assume that's the body count they're referring to. Thus far, zero. No murders in the building. No one's ever seemed worth it. Nah, I agree that dating is horrible, that doesn't mean you're not full of crap. Because you are. Ugh, you're so determined to be unlikable. I don't understand. Except I completely do, because it's a self-defense mechanism. Well, if you tell yourself over and over again that no one will like you, you get used to the idea. I'm not lonely. I don't stare into the abyss at night and think, God, I haven't held someone's hand in years. And I'm totally okay with it. Again, speaking from experience. There is no judgment here, friend. Just empathy. And speaking as an empath, you're full of crap. Because you're nice and decent and you smell good and stop feeling sorry for yourself as a defense mechanism. It's not gonna work. Because deep down in your lizard heart, you know you actually want to be with someone. Hence why you go out even when you don't really want to go out. If I'm following romantic comedy logic, if I go out somehow, I will meet the one. And you know what? I think that's really cool. Do you see me laughing? I mean it. Well, at least you're doing something about it. I'm just venting at passengers and doing absolutely nothing productive to change my circumstances. You might be full of crap, but you're doing better than me. Congrats. You know what our problem is? We are insecure assholes. And we really need to stop. Because what's the point? We're not murderers or rapists or arson enthusiasts. You know, there's decency and kindness and some sort of humor. There's a foundation. I mean, we like each other. So there's hope. Always look on the bright side of life. Yes, I am gonna be one of those Uber drivers that talks. Thank you. Well, I can sing more if you prefer. Always look on the bright side of life. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Pink Panther theme. Where? You see, you can't do this with a new person. You have to keep the weird and cringe inside for just a little bit. But with you, it's like, meh, let it out. Well, isn't that friendship? Truth? Trust? Meh, well, if romance doesn't include that, I don't want it. Mystique and intrigue. So overrated. So based in projection. I don't believe in fantasy when it comes to people. If I want fantasy, I'll watch Dragon Show. When I want hand-holding, I'll turn to real life. Even with these sweaty bad boys. Bang! Get off! You know I have squidgy hands. I have generalized anxiety disorder. I can't help it. The world is anxiety-inducing, so I am anxious, okay? I'm making it make sense. And we are home. That'll be $300 and a kiss. Stingy. Fine, nothing and a hug. Come here. I'm proud of you. Oh, Jesus, accept the compliment. You will have self-esteem. You will be respected. You will receive adoration. Okay? No running for cover, motherfucker. Come here. Listen to me, okay? I've driven you here. I haven't had a drop of alcohol, okay? So what I'm about to say is sobriety fueled. You are good. You are kind. You are funny in your own dark, twisted little way. You are sassy. You are classy. You have a nice ass. I might have had a friendly look. It was completely respectful, I assure you. Eleni never lies. The point is, you are likable. You are lovable. So stop being so full of crap. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop hiding. And just let people be nice to you. Okay? Oh. Your cheek looked lonely. Oh, but now the other one's sad. Oh, no. Oh, and back again. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm a glutton for equality. What can I say? You're gonna be fine, okay? You are gonna fall in love and find somebody and be gross and disgustingly in love. And I will too. I'm trying to manifest here, okay? The urge to fight and contradict you is rising up, but that would be hypocritical, so I'll just say thank you for the compliments. Mm-hmm. I know everyone's a bit of a hypocrite, but I'm gonna try not to be a complete one, so thank you very much. I am so also lovable and worthy and... Blech. Ah, stop it, it's gross. I don't want to hear how wonderful I am. Shut up! Get out of my car. Hey! Assaulting an Uber driver! Oh, God. Oh, my God. Are we really going kiss for kiss? Because if we're doing this, you better commit. Come here. Meh. Your cheek. Hey, what's that? It was me on your lips. You're welcome. You didn't seem drunk. Are you drunk? Well, that makes me feel a little less creepy, so... Are we attracted to each other? No, I have been from the start, but, don't want to be creepy and presume, so it's just, I mean, you don't have to, I don't. Oh. Well, that's nice. Hey, we actually had a heterosexual friendship, you know, for as long as we could. That's pretty cool. No, I'm still your friend. I'm just saying, you know, it's like, ooh, your lips touch mine. Psych. Huh? Yeah, you were my last ride, so, free. Uber free. I would absolutely like to come upstairs, yes. Thank you. I know you're not expecting we have sex. You would never be so presumptuous. And also, I've just finished a 12-hour shift. I'm tired. Man, I go slow. So, let's go up and eat leftovers. And I'll fall asleep on you on the couch.